All right, how we doing, y'all? How we doing? How we doing? I'm most definitely back. You know what I'm saying? And today I want to talk to you about this, right? It's easy to get burnt out, right? I had disappeared for a while. You know what I'm saying? I had stopped making videos for a while because I was burnt out, for real. I was mentally burnt out. And it's so easy to get mentally burnt out. Like, you really could get burnt out. Like, you know, you going so hard and you just working and working and working and working and working and working, and you can get burnt out, right? And there's a lot of people like that right now. Also, you could get frustrated, you know what I'm saying, with how things going, money not coming in. You putting in all this effort and money not coming in. You putting all this effort and there's no reward coming in, and you burning out. You know, and that's where I was at, right? But I had to get motivated again, right? I had to get pushed again, right? I had to get inspired again to get back to work, to get back to doing videos, to get back to handing out flyers, to get back to doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I had to get back to that point, you know? And how I got back to that point was I had to tell myself, look, bro, you got to focus. Ain't no time for chilling. Look, bro, you're not getting younger and younger and younger. You're getting older and older and older. And my days on this earth are limited, are numbered. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be here forever. I got a lifestyle that I want to live. We all have lifestyles that we want to live. So I'm like, bro, you got to stop being a punk. Because that's what you're doing. You being a punk right now. You being weak right now. You got to step your game up. You got to go get it. And that's what I had to tell myself, like, bro, you got to snap out of this. And a lot of people, you don't know how to snap out of it. And I'm like, yo, you know what? While I'm having this conversation with myself and I'm talking to myself, you know what? I ain't going to be here forever. I ain't got 10,000 years to live. I ain't got 1,800 years to live. On top of that, I live in a society that requires money. You know what I'm saying? I live in a society that requires money. This is a capitalist society. And in order to survive in this society, you need money. You need money. So you got to do something, perfect the skills, sell a product, do something so you can earn you some money. Real talk. So we ain't got time to be playing because we need to be building something, not just for the future. Not just for our families, but we need to be working on building something for ourselves. We need to be out here doing what we love. I love motivating. I love educating. I love expressing myself. You know what I'm saying? I love teaching people. That's what I love. That's what I love. But it's so easy to get caught up in the reward and not get caught up in the process. It's so easy to get caught up and other people's opinions. It's so easy to get caught up. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You caught up. Granted, I just said, yo, we got to earn money. We got to get money. I just said that. I get that. I know we live in a capitalist society. I just said that. But we can't just be caught up in the money. We can't just be caught up in the rewards. So what I would tell you, me personally, what I would tell you is find out what you love. Whatever that is, find out what you love. Whatever that is, this where I'm going to go with it. And turn that to your business. Now, some people may disagree with that. And that's okay because that's their opinion. But find something you love to do. And every day do it. And turn it to your business. Real talk, because you're going to say, you know what? You know what? I really do enjoy cooking. I really do enjoy making YouTube videos. I really do enjoy playing basketball. I really do enjoy playing football. So let me go do that. Let me go do that. Let me go give 1,000% to that. Because I love it. I love it anyway. Let me go do that. Right? So now I'm doing what I love. I'm turning it to a business. And now I could potentially earn money from doing what I love. Which is so exciting. To get paid for doing what you love. That is so exciting. Like a chef who loves cooking and they earning money. I don't care if they only making 50 grand a year. They're getting up every day and they doing something that they care about. They're getting up every day and they're doing something that means something to them. That is such a wonderful feeling. That is such a dope ass feeling to get up and do what you love and earn money from it. So I say, you know what? Next time I get in a mental slump, next time I'm going to think about, yo, I really do love what I do. You know what? Forget the money. Not forget the money, but forget the money. I enjoy this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I hope I'm not confusing you. Like, it's about the money, but it's not about the money. But it's about the money, but it's not about the money. It's about the money because we got bills. We got to go grocery shopping. We got things that we got to take care of. Some of us got children. But it's about doing what I love. Because it's like every time I stop doing this, I'm still doing it anyway because I'm on the phone talking. Come on now. I'm on the phone talking. I'm giving game. I'm teaching. Everywhere I'm at, I'm teaching somebody something. I'm dropping game on somebody. So I might as well, since I do it for love, because I love it and I care about it and it's who I am down to the core, I might as well turn it up. Get paid for it. Inspire more and more people. Teach more and more people. I might as well. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, might as well. So if you're in a slump right now, these are the things that I want you to do. Think about the things that you love to do. And this is particularly for, like, entrepreneurs, people who not feeling it because, you know, like I said, you're not earning the money right now. Things is just going bad for you right now. This is specifically for that, for you. Think about the lifestyle that you want to live. Don't you want to travel the world? That's one of the things that I thought about, like, the lifestyle I want to live. I want to travel the world. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Egypt. I want to see Paris. You know what I'm saying? I want to see South Africa. You know what I mean? Like, I want to go to basketball games and go enjoy myself. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of things that I want to do. Like, for real. Like, I want to go to Turkey. I want to go visit Saudi Arabia. I want to visit Dubai. And I know it takes this to do that. So when you're in a slump, think about the lifestyle that you want to live. So number one, think about what you love to do. Me, I love to teach. I love to teach. I love to educate. That's just what I love to do. That's number one. Number two, think about the things that you, the lifestyle that you want to live. The lifestyle you want to live. What type of lifestyle you want to live? You know, don't you want to have more than enough? Not just enough money. Because me, I want more than enough. Not just enough. I got to get more than enough. I'm talking about where bills is paid for the rest of the year, the next, that type of money where you ain't got to be worrying about trying to get money from month to month or working a bull crap job to get money so you can keep up with the bills from month to month. I'm talking about that money where you could pay the rent, you could pay your rent off for a whole year, or that type of money where you own the house outright and all you paying is a water bill and electricity bill type money. You know what I'm saying? And with that, you could just give them the money and tell them, hey, just take it out. I'm going to put $30,000 into the account and y'all just take it out. And when it run out, I'm going to do it again. That type of money. You know what I'm saying? More than enough money. That type of money where you say, you know what? Today, I want to go to Poland and just get up and go to Poland. That's thinking about that. That's motivation. And if you got children, I don't have children, but my nieces and nephews, they inspire me. They motivate me. They truly do. They really do. That's motivation. So if you got children, that should motivate you. That was one thing that motivated me. My nieces and nephews, like, yo, like, it's motivation when they be like, yo, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, I got to go get it. They got to eat. I want this. I got to go get it. You know what I'm saying? That's motivation. So finding out what you love to do. That's so motivating and inspiring to get up and do what you love to do. The type of lifestyle you want to live, right? And people that inspire you, people that you want to take care of, people that you want to look out for, your husband, your wife, your mother, your dad, you know what I'm saying? Your children, your nieces, your nephews. You understand what I'm saying? Like that, that's what I'm talking about. Real talk, that's what I'm talking about. And we can live like this, man, but we got to get out of our own way. A lot of us, we in our own way, bruh. We in our own way, sis. We in our own way. We hold ourselves back. And when I was in a slump and when I finally came out of it, I said, I'm holding me back. There's so much great things that I could be doing. It's so many dope things that I could be doing. I could be inspiring so many people. I could be raking up so much money. But I'm holding me back. Because what happens is we become prisoners in our own mind. We become slaves in our own mind. And we get to creating these philosophies and these ideologies in our mind that don't even make sense. People don't support me because I'm not rich. Or people ain't gonna listen to positivity. This stuff that we create in our own mind. Yeah, people don't listen to positivity. That's a lie. There's millions of people that listen to positivity. Read it too. Self-help industry is booming. That book, the self-help book industry is booming. It's booming. I'm talking about the Joe Lit. People are looking for positivity. But we convince ourselves and tell our people ain't gonna watch positivity. People don't support positivity. People don't support me. People this, that, and the third. It's like, yo, it's billions of people on the planet, and you tripping about because your relatives don't support you. You tripping about people you went to school with don't support you when there's billions of people on the planet. And then now we got an advantage. We got an advantage now to the point we got social media where I could directly sell to somebody in Germany. I could build a following in Germany from my home in America. I could build a following in Egypt from my home in America. I could build a following in a whole nother city in a whole nother state. And what I mean following, customers, clients, community. But we so insecure. And then another thing is we want it now. We want it now. We want instant gratification. We don't want delayed gratification. We don't want to sit down and learn nothing and master nothing. We want it now. And then you watching all these people on social media, they flaunting money, they flaunting cars, you see them partying, you see them doing this, and you think, oh, I got to get that now. And it's messing with your brain, but really, you need to be focused on mastering your craft. You need to be focused on doing what you love and doing it to your best ability and turning up on that. Because once you master your craft, money will chase you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, real talk, money will chase you once you master what you do. Money chases Netflix. Money chases Walmart. Money chases Pepsi. Money chases Coca-Cola. And so on and so on and so on. Money chases these companies because they master what they do. They perfect what they do. And they love what they do. In my opinion, they love what they do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, man, all I'm going to tell you, focus. Find out what you love. Think about the things, the lifestyle that you want to live. Think about the people that you want to take care of, you want to look out for. Think about all that, man. Think about all that and get out that slump. Life is too short to be depressed. Life is too short to be stressed. Things I had to tell myself. This ain't me jumping on you and talking bad about you. I'm talking directly to me. Promise child. Andrew, the promise child. I'm talking to me too. Because that's the problem. We think we got 50,000 years to live. And some people just superstitious. They think the sky gonna crack open. And if the sky crack open, my life just gonna change. The sky gonna crack open. I'm gonna get on my knees, I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna hope for the sky to crack open. No, man, you got to get out this superstitious, inferior, insecure thinking. And it's time to get to a rulership thinking. A secure thinking. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for listening to this. Thank you again. You know what I mean? I will be coming back with some more. Peace.